Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about wastefulness, israf. Specifically, it talks about the lowest form of wastefulness. We all understand that certain cases are definitely an instance and case of wastefulness, right? But there might be some instances where we might think that, no, this is not a case of israf and wastefulness. So here Imam elucidates upon the lowest degree of wastefulness so that we can know where wastefulness exactly begins and where we should be careful not to be wasteful. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when asked about the lowest degree of wastefulness, Adna al-Israf, he said the following: the lowest degree of wastefulness is to wear one's formal finery as casual wear at home, right? So wastefulness is not owning, you know, fancy clothes or formal clothes which you buy for a formal occasion, like let's say you buy a tuxedo, right? You know, or a sherwani or something like that. A very formal and elegant dress, right, with the purpose of using it in a formal occasion. It's not an instance of wastefulness. But let's say you walk around in your house in your tuxedo or in your sherwani, right, or in your, you know, three-piece suit at home. Or let's say that you go outside and you mow your lawn wearing your tuxedo. That is the case of wastefulness, right? You're wasting this, you know, finery and this formal, you know, dress as casual wear at home. Right? This is the case of wastefulness. Second, the Imam said, to spill out the remains of a container instead of finishing it. Right, let's say that you're at the end of the jar of peanut butter. There's a little bit left in there, right? Instead of, you know, kind of scraping it out with the knife and eating it, you can, you know, throw it away and say, hey, we'll just go get another jar of peanut butter, right? So this is another case of wastefulness, the lowest form of wastefulness that there is. Finally, the Imam alludes to another case. He says, and to eat the date and you throw the pits away here and there, right? So I'm sure that the pits of the date, right, you know, I'm sure it has some use, right? But maybe the use of the pits of the date, right, the date seed, they're not really obvious and clear, right? So we might get confused and say, oh, this is, you know, garbage, let's just throw it away. Right? No, but if there is a way we can utilize it, maybe we can gather all these pits and sell it to a date farmer, he can plant them and, you know, make some date trees out of them, right? So, but throwing them away would be a very low form, and or rather the lowest form of wastefulness, right? So these are the cases of wastefulness. We should avoid them. And obviously things that are more obviously cases of wastefulness than this are obviously forms and instances of wastefulness. We should also be careful of not falling into the traps of being wasteful in those cases. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at wastefulness in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.